Tate Publishing and Enterprises, along with Tate Out Loud Audiobooks, presents Going the Distance, written by Steve Troxell and narrated by Kelly Troxell Johnson.
Introduction. You were 34 years in one pastorate. How did you do it? I hear that question over and over again wherever Connie, my wife of 46 years, and I go. How did we stay in the race when the going got tough? We know one thing. We didn't do it alone. We had plenty of help along the way. I was a sprinter in high school, winning the 100-yard dash in our county during my last 3 years. I won the 220-yard dash each of the last 2 years of school. I liked to run fast, but not far. When the coach made us run a mile, I began to think physical abuse. I had an aversion to running far, but fast I could handle. Many approach the ministry as they would a 100-yard dash, but we need to think marathon. Any marathon runner will tell you that you need the help of others along the way to provide nourishment, refreshment, water, and just plain encouragement. You can do it. Stay with it. Don't give up. The purpose of this book is to provide encouragement to you for your spiritual marathon. You can finish the race that God has for you. My life verse has been Acts 20:24. Paul was on his way to Jerusalem. He met with the elders from the church at Ephesus. He knew that his immediate future was not very promising, to say the least. In verse 23, he says, "The Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me." So much for positive thinking. He was thinking realistically, and he could say, "But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God." Acts 20:24. The older I get, the more that verse has given clarity to my thinking. I desire to finish the race God has for me, and I plan to be running, not crawling, when I cross that line. I have always desperately needed and continue to need the help of others. This book is interwoven into two major parts. The odd-numbered chapters are on people who have helped us run, some of them not even realizing the impact that they had on our lives. I have limited them to people who have been my contemporaries, even those older than me, who have finished well, and I concentrate on those who have impacted my life in my adult years. They will not be listed in any prioritized or chronological order. The even-numbered chapters are on passages from the Word that have influenced me and encouraged me to keep running. People and the Word. These are the only two entities that are eternal. Funny that they would be the two greatest influences in my life. With that said, on to the main course. I hope you enjoy and find encouragement in my introducing you to some remarkable people and passages to spur you on to the finish.